All right, we are plugged in and ready to rock and roll. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam. And it's Saturday, the 21st of March, 2020. And as usual, look, everything's up on my website, krazfiles.com. Lots of info going up there, especially in regards to current events. If you're interested, just go and check it all out. So lots of links and YouTube videos and all sorts of things to check out. So I'm also over on social media and YouTube, of course, but everything's attached to my website now, which is good. Thank you so much to the members for your support, and the new members out there. You really help me keep this website up and running, and keep me talking to great people like my guest today. Keep us chatting and going over the information and getting people thinking. So thanks so much for your continuing support there. And if you're out there in the world and you hear the shows and you like the content and the guests and what we're chatting about here, you can help me out become a member as well on the website for a cup of coffee a month, basically, krazfiles.com, and contact me through the website if you would like to as well. So we continue here in the merry-go-round of life, covering everything. Unbelievable what's happening on the entire planet, but I like to plug in with my guests and get their unique perspectives on what they think's happening, because none of us really know at the end of the day. I'm trying to break down all of this system around me, work out in steps, connect the dots as to what might be going on. At the end of the day, I just eats me alive as to what the game is here and how far they're going to take this. So we just don't really know. We just have to stay alive and stay positive and stay quick on our feet. Think positively and critically, and don't panic. That is not a good thing. Stay absolutely calm. We're going to go all through this on the show today with my guest, author and researcher, Tony Sayers. Tony's been out of the picture a little bit here, but he's back in the chair today for a chat with me on the show. So good to have Tony back for this year, 2020. Tony, how are you going, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing well amongst the madness, just trying to keep sane. It's just there's so much, Matt. Like even just this podcast, I moved from the front room to the back room because it's been quiet around here all day, and they started building out the front, and then I moved at the back, and now they've started building at the back. It's like, you know, something about this matrix, really. But going out and about and just seeing the fear in everyone, it's really, really crazy. I went out yesterday and I said on my live a few days ago that I was queuing up at the ATM, and I stood like not very close to a woman, but she almost like jumped like 10 feet away from me, you know, like I had a gun to the head. And, you know, there's people walking around in masks. And here it's pretty calm as well, comparison to, what I hear from back home in the UK and other places, especially with Toilet Roll Gate, where, everyone thinks that buying, you know, if they're going to come down with a killer disease, Toilet Roll is going to save them, which is really quite funny in a way. So, it's just, you can just see how, how they run this planet, which is fear based. They always have to keep us in fear about something. You know, if it's not a war, it's an economic crash, or it's now this that we're not mentioning the word for censorship reasons, but you know what I mean. And it's always the same thing. It's always a case of generating fear, keeping people in that reptilian part of the brain, the fight or flight survival mode. And that's where there's no calmness, there's no stillness. People just are in reaction mode. And of course, this is what they want on the 3D level of reality, because if people are in fear, they're a lot more easier to control because they can't think straight. And because people don't think for themselves, that then allows the government to do the thinking for them. But also on a metaphysical level as well, you know, I often speak about how these, you know, behind these 3D puppets, we have these entities and, you know, very distorted forms of consciousness that are just in the shadows, so to speak, feeding on our fear energy and feeding on all the anxiety and the loosh that we're creating. So, you know, it's one big feeding frenzy for all at the moment. And like you said right at the very start, it's what I'm saying, I'm coining the term, is like prepare but not panic. And I think that's advisable. I think you'd be silly not to, you know, try and be, as you said, one step ahead of the game. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to be in panic mode where you're buying up all the toilet rolls so the old lady next door can't get any, you know? So, yeah, all I'm seeing at the moment is a lot of fear. And, you know, I think we need to remember who we are, reconnect with our, you know, our true self, our essence, and, you know, remember the fact that although we are of this world, that, you know, we're in this world, but we're not of that, of this world. We're much more than just, you know, this carcass in a material 3D world. So, you know, it is a game that we're involved in. And, you know, if you look at it like that, perhaps we're, you know, we're being asked to progress to a more difficult level of the game of life. and so this presents new challenges and, you know, potentially challenges that we haven't seen in our lifetimes. But, you know, we have to think that we're capable of moving through this. And there's a lot of people doing a lot of good work right now. You know, yourself putting out information tirelessly. Other people are doing it. And there's a big pushback. So we need to keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, make it very difficult for them to, you know, implement what they want to implement. Because, as always, we have the numbers. You know, it's a few against the many here. And the more of us that can get active, the more of us that can sow seeds in people's mind. You know, now is not the time to care about what your mum, your wife thinks, your boss thinks. You know, we're in times now where, you know, we have to be brave enough to speak our truth. And, you know, red pill as many people as we can. I was in the queue at immigration earlier, and people are more open to it. There's people that, you know, one guy was like, this is all a bit too much. It seems a bit crazy. And then I just, you know, I hit him, well, you know, they do want to lock us down. And he was like, yeah, I see that. So there's people now that are ripe. They're open for information because, you know, not everyone is believing what we're being told, although there are a huge amount of people that still do. There are still a lot of opportunities to, you know, infiltrate people's minds in a good way.
Yeah. There is, and I agree, Tony. It's crazy, and you said before that we're going to not use certain words because the algorithms, the bots are hammering us, which is taking place. So, right. I did on an earlier podcast. I started calling this the fear. You know, the fear is spreading. You know, the fear is following you. You know, don't succumb to the fear. Don't let the fear into your life. It will start to eat you alive, you know. Fear is like the drowning man. He's drowning out there and people rush out to save him. And he, in his panic, he will drown them and anyone else who tries to save him be through the fear, you know. And that's what we're seeing. And that's what I started calling it, the fear. It will. It's just all-encompassing. It's everywhere. And if you let it into your life, it will really drown you. on every possible level as well. So, but they are, they're really getting us. And I was just late last night, I saw some things on the, I was watching the late news to, you know, the world news. It's just unbelievable watching this world news, because it's not too bad in Australia at the moment. We're doing okay, but it's slowly getting worse, but not like Europe and America and all of that. So it depends where you are in this country. It's but not too bad. But we are kind of locked off now. So with the flights, you know, they've locked that off. You can't fly into this country anymore. If you're an Australian citizen, you have to be quarantined. We're really an island prison. If you wanted to look at it like that. So, and we were in the old days anyway. So Tasmania, which was sort of like this prison in the old days as well, where they took people, that is very harsh at the moment. But anyway, we just keep watching it. But I was watching on the late news, and they were talking about misinformation. And mm-hmm. how now social media are very, very cracking down on this. And I heard our Prime Minister the other day saying that anyone who's spreading misinformation on social media about this this situation, you're despicable, you're disgusting and all of this. But he didn't say what he was talking about. But Facebook have actually, they're going to combat this now, and they're setting up a misinformation center. to like suck all the news feeds in there, so it's going to become impossible for you to put out any alternative information on Facebook, because they're, you know, it is going to block it. But it's saying they're spreading this, the people are spreading misinformation, and a lot of people, okay, they are, they're making jokes or they're spreading weird things or whatever, but a lot of people are just maybe worried, or they're just putting out other information, and you know, we're talking like we are. And so this is, of course, they've got their new health organization, and they're putting out the latest news the way that they want you to see it. So you're wrong. You go to them and you get their news, you know, through the WHO and CDC and all these kinds of organizations. So that's what we're facing here there, as they spread the fear. And the greatest fear peddlers on earth that, you know, ever are the media. The mainstream media are absolutely unbelievable. That's what I've been saying, Tony. We're all focusing on the fear, which is the card trick. It's like we're watching this play and everyone's clapping and being entertained and enjoying it, and they're entertaining everyone on the stage, but behind the curtains there's all this mucking around going on, and that's where everything's being built. So, you know, we're all following this fear around, but we're not thinking critically on what's being built around us. All these new rules and laws and legislations that are coming into play that we can talk about as well. Some of them are frightening. A lot of them we've never seen before, you know, at all. So there's a lot of harsh measures coming down the line. There's extremely harsh measures taking place in China. China's now using AI technology and this big data I saw as well last night. They've got these cameras everywhere, in every business and everywhere they go, that the camera remotely takes people's temperatures as they're going through, you know, and it kind of like zaps them through. But China are rolling out incredible technology in that country that I don't think anybody in the world's ever seen, you know. And the questions are, you know, if this fear, as we call it, Tony, goes away, starts to dissipate, and they pull it out of the picture, will they also take all of these draconian measures out of the picture, or is that all going to stay? That's what a lot of people are asking as well. You were talking on one of your last shows about social distancing laws. They're taking this to new levels in Australia. They brought in all these different types of social distancing laws in Australia, but now they've made them even worse. So they're talking here about banning any engagement or gatherings with less than 100 people. So they've gone down from 100. And they're talking about 4 square meters provided per person in an enclosed space in a room. So that's 2 meters by 2 meters. They're actually giving you the measurements, and they've got pictures of people, you know, with the limitations between them, and showing you, you know, 1 meter, 1.5 meter, 1.5 meter.
Yeah, I saw
and so, yeah, through this fear, Tony, through this fear. You know, they're basically getting people to, you know, stand on one leg and balance a beach ball on their nose and bark like a dog, you know, and that's what's happening. And I'm running into a lot of people who are scared. They're scared of catching the fear, and they're so worried about it, and they're not thinking clearly or critically about what's, you know, I'm much more concerned about what's, about this whole planet being locked down. Because, you know, but people can't seem to, they can't seem to get that in their mind. They think that that's being done because this fear is spreading, and that's what they need to do. But, you know, I'm not worried about that. That's the card trick. I'm worried about the lockdown that's happening around me right now. That's what's concerning me, and it's getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I saw something quite funny. Well, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be funny, but someone posted a picture of people queuing in McDonald's, and there's like squares that you have to stand in, right? And I just posted a comment. I was like, you're more likely to die from eating the food than actually you know, than catching the fear, you know. And yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, like, what they're doing is they've got their tentacles into the most intimate details of our lives, to the point where people are scared to interact, to shake hands, to hug, to, you know, humans are, you know, we're set up for connection. Biologically, we're set up for connection. You know, this is how intrusive this system is. It doesn't want just some of your freedom. It seems to want all of it, you know, to the very fine details. And, you know, this is something that we have to be aware of. And like you said, the really scary thing is that people are, you know, they're calling for it. They want the key to lock themselves in their own cage. I was on the Instagram earlier on this morning, and for some reason, I don't know why, but there was an advert that came up for a pub or a restaurant in London, and it was saying that we're open, we're staying open until we get told otherwise. And the comments, I'm not joking you, you're irresponsible, you should be ashamed of yourself, did you not listen to Boris Johnson? Like, the media don't even have to do anything. They plant the seed, and the people, the general public, just go with it. And they're calling for their own enslavement. So, yeah, it's trying to be the... you know, the calm amongst the storm. And like, if you talking to me, like, I went for a Spanish lesson the other day, and you know, we were talking, and she doesn't live in fear or anything, but she said that she'd had a few people cancel, or that they wanted to do the session over Skype, the lesson over Skype. And I was like, no, I want to meet you, because I don't want to buy into all this rubbish. She was like, yeah, that's fine. So yeah, there's a lot of people that are just going around and, you know, just promoting and being a voice piece for the media and policing each other. You know, people are looking at each other like suspects now, and, you know, you're getting glances if you're in the coffee shop. And I see it in the Facebook groups here, like people are saying, like, you know, people are being so selfish by going out, and we're still talking about something that has, of all the people infected at the moment, is a 1.5% death rate, which is incredibly low. And they're talking about that the people in terms of Italy as well, the people that have actually died, the numbers have been exaggerated, and they're saying that they've researched into a lot of it, and these people are elderly that have got two or three underlying conditions. And the other thing is, as well, I was listening to someone else saying that we all have this in us already, because we've all had the flu and the cold. So when they test for it, they're going to find the antibodies anyway. So it's all a scam. On the flip side, the positive thing is I'm hoping that once the hysteria has died down a little bit, people are going to see that, hang on a minute, I don't know anyone that's, you know, passed away from this thing. What's all the fuss about? And then I'm hoping from there it might lead, they might lead to asking more questions in their own mind. That's if there's not a more severe strain released, or if this is tied into 5G. There's all kinds of theories going around, but as it stands at the moment, this thing is nothing more than worse than a sniffle. When you look at the actual data and the figures. But like you said, all this hysteria and fear is just being pumped out there by the media, and you know, people are swallowing it.
Yeah. I'd say to folks as well, if you're interested in Italy in particular, because we would be looking, Tony, at the most selective illness or fear, it's hard for me, in history, that seems to be selective. So it likes the Italian people, it seems. But if you want very good information on this, you can go to crasfiles.com, and also John Rappaport, No More Fake News. John is a independent investigator, and he has put up explosive stuff in regards to Italy as well. Yeah, we found a paper from Italy itself, Tony, talking about only two deaths that's really happened there. So John gives some really good information here about all of that, and how that in Italy the researchers are going through, or the agencies are going through, all the records and all the books and looking for all of this. So the answers are pretty astonishing what's going on over there. And his new one, he just gives some brief updates and looking at these underlying health conditions in Italy, and a lot of people have over there, and antiviral drugs, and a massive amount of people having heart conditions and high blood pressure, and being on these drugs, ribavirin, and this has an incredible warning from cardiosmart.org. This is a big one that they're being put on there. Ribavirin, that's decreasing the number of red blood cells in the body, causing anemia and life-threatening conditions and death in people. And if you look at the stats, it's unbelievable. And so people need to just calm down there and just have a look at that information on what's going on over there, and what the media are actually doing, because it's very insane, Tony, in Italy, what they're talking about. It's really crazy, and I think people need to get your information and just to go over it yourself, and don't panic, because that's what they want you to do. It's really astonishing, Tony, what the media are doing. I think that they're the ones who need to be taken out. It's just, it's absolutely disgusting what's going on. And in the Australian media, they just should be ashamed of themselves, and they're just glamorizing it and making it so much worse than what it needs to be. But that's their job, huh? So, you know, I've been watching Europe and Italy and just thinking to myself, what's going on in this place? What's happening? And I found a document here from Nova, Agencia Nova. There's a Spanish version and an English version that I'll send you, Tony, anyway, so that you can just have a look for yourself and look at the stats that they're putting out there. It's really amazing. And what they're seeing on the ground here, and how the numbers are being totally skewed, how we're basically being lied to. So I don't know how they're pulling that off, Tony. I don't know what you're seeing. I don't know what game they're playing over in Italy, because they're really taking it to another level, aren't they? I mean, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, well, I actually Skyped. I've got a friend in Italy, and I Skyped him the other day, and he told me it's on total lockdown. They're allowed to go out, but they have to go out like on their own, only to the shops. Or I think if you've got a dog, you can take them for a walk. And he's been holed up for like 2 weeks. So I don't really know. I know there's a bit more of an aging population there. I'm not really sure But it definitely sounds fishy with what you say. And I read John Rappaport's article as well this morning about Italy, and you know, there's something very dodgy going on with that for sure. So who knows exactly what it is, but yeah, we just have to be aware of all the agendas. I've described this recently as like a spider's web. So you've got the spider in the middle, which is the fear, we're going to call it. And then you've got all the strands out of that, which are the side agendas, which they want to, you know, push society forward with. One of which is obviously the mandatory jab, which is a very concerning one. I think in Denmark now they're already pushing through legislation to have that mandatory. And I think that's quite far advanced if it hasn't already gone through already. And of course, you know, they test these out on the smaller countries to see what the reaction is. But we've known for a while that this is a worldwide rollout. I also read the other day that there's going to be like a tattoo. I think actually it was the same article, like a tattoo on the skin, which you know, if you go into like certain places, it'll green for, you know, you've had the jab, and red if you haven't, and that will affect whether or not you can travel, you know, what food you can buy and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we've all been talking about this for a while. It seems that this is one of the things that they're really pushing for. There's already talk that they're developing these jabs, and some of them are quite far advanced. They're talking about pushing them through within the next 12 months, when these things normally take years to normally come out through live testing and stuff like that. But they really seem to want to be pushing this really quickly. So we've all got to really push back on this because you know, that if they get that in, that's really going to change the dynamics for the future generations. So there's got to be a pushback on that. That's one of the things, obviously, within the web. The other thing is the travel restrictions. They want people stuck in their homes, where they're just watching the mainstream propaganda 24/7, due to BBC, CNN. I see it with people that I know. You know, they're glued to the TV and radio. They're hanging off every word that the news or, you know, the government tell them. And that's how they want it. They want people locked in. And even when you go on YouTube now, like the suggested videos, they're all, I don't know where this came from, but it's all CNN, BBC, Telegraph. It's all their videos now. Like, if you go on your home, which is, you don't get suggested videos that you're actually interested in anymore, and that's the way they want it. They want people shut indoors and, you know, sucking up the media. But I think this social distancing thing is also tied into depopulation, because if people are scared to touch each other, then that affects, you know, reproduction, because people won't want to go and date and, you know, do what humans do and what they've done for the last 350,000 years, reproduce. And so I think, you know, people are going to be scared to touch each other and, you know, be intimate with each other. So I think that's another thing. And obviously the big one is the financial market, which you know, we know for a long time they've wanted to crash, and this gives them the perfect excuse. I think even if it all ended tomorrow, this fear thing, the economy is barely recoverable, I think, from the research I've done. So again, people need to be prepared for that. And the other thing, the other strand of the web is if they do that, they can roll out that the digital currency, so they can then monitor everything you buy, everything you spend, where you spend it, you know, at what store you spent it. So it's a complete intrusion in every aspect of life. So this you know, this fear thing is they've played a blinder. You've got to say, like, it for them, if you're on their team, it's just an amazing tool that they've used. It's an amazing weapon because it covers so many bases. It's been so easy for them. I got really upset the other day, like Monday, I think it was, because I don't know about you, Adam, but I always thought that, and I'm not saying this is the end, I'm feeling a lot more positive than I was in the start of the week, but I always thought that if we were going to go out, we were going to go out in a blaze of glory or with a bang, you know, but it's something over a little bit more, like a little bit more serious than the common cold, and they've locked us all down. That's what I'm gutted about, and that's what we can't let happen. so yeah, it ties into many different other agendas, as you all know.
Yeah, it does. So many, doesn't it? You can't count them all, man. It's so many. And as we saw in Italy, there's a lot of people passing away from pre-existing illnesses, from all sorts of things that they already have, that have nothing to do with what's going on now, and that's from the health departments there. All the records are up there. We put all the information up on those websites, so people can have a look for themselves. And they're doing that in Australia. They're pushing it as much as they can, Tony. They've finally found their sixth or seventh death in all of Australia. But as I went through on my last podcast, the stats of every flu season in Australia, I think it was 2017, we had close to 2,000 deaths in Australia for that one flu season in the wintertime. And in America, it's astonishing. Even Trump came out and mentioned that he was speaking to a doctor, and he mentioned the American flu stats each season, and that's, you know, a lot of people. And last year, there was hundreds and hundreds of people who died around the flu season. And this is because of a lot of different reasons. I'm not following any kind of flu thing myself. I don't buy into that. I think there's a lot of other things come into play here. But they finally, the media in Australia, they're hunting all around the country for an elderly person to pass away in a nursing home somewhere so they can lump it into this bin. But, you know, elderly people die all around Australia every day, unfortunately. We all die, Tony. That's what happens to us. Our bodies stop working and we pass on. And so anyone that dies in a nursing home, and the last one, again, the one before, and this one was 90-something, the other one was late 80s, they've got, conditions already. A lot of elderly people are in nursing homes. They're locking them down. God knows what they're injecting into them or what drugs they're giving to them or what they're doing in there to them. I mean, wouldn't you die? You can't see your family. The families are being locked off from seeing them. The government also here have rules with legislations where they can take people's money if you're elderly and you pass away in home. If you're sitting on a bit of a nest egg, you know, they can actually take it. And so I don't know what's going on. That's a very terrible situation for me, because, if you've got your parents or grandparents in these places, they're locking some of them down and they're calling for stricter measures. And, as they do here and there around the country, wherever it may be, some of them are passing away from, especially like the ones, Tony, with any respiratory illnesses, because they can lump it into this basket and show absolutely no evidence, no stats, no proof of anything. Just tell you on the media that that person died because it's because of this current event. And when you look into it, they didn't. So, you know, the media are relying on you to be tricked and to read, believe in what they say without doing your own research. They came out with some Italian kid who was 21 the other day in the newspapers, and that he passed away because of this flu. And they blamed it on that. And he's 21. He was a soccer player. Everyone loves him and misses him. But when you read into the situation, he actually had leukemia, a form of leukemia, blood cancer. So he didn't die of that. site. And so what the, and so we've got a lot of information up on our websites about how they're skewing the stats and how they're just completely brainwashing an entire planet here. And now in Australia, Tony, we're a southern hemisphere. They are desperately trying to bring in the flu season. It's only March here. It's not flu season yet. But traditionally, they'll tell you when the flu season starts, but they'll tell you that it's going to start earlier this year because they want to merge those cases with this and mix it all up in the barrel. Boom, 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 they mix it around. And then nobody knows what they've got. And it's really, really astonishing to see and to watch them. And I feel like I've got to watch them and break it all down. Someone said on my Facebook page here, wait for the vaccine. Once the vaccine's available and they start pushing that, there'll be a massive propaganda situation after that about the disease and how it's still spreading by those who haven't received the vaccine. So you're going to get that. They're going to sort of, if you don't get this vaccine, Tony, or this jab, sorry, we wanted to say jab, if you don't get this jab, then you're not part of the gang. You're not in the group, Tony. So you're going to be cast away. And I have been saying to myself, look, I don't know if they're going to make it mandatory. They're definitely going to bring in mandatory restrictions with the jabs all around, but I don't know if they're gonna sort of come down and knock down your door and jab you on the street. I just think that after this, life is going to be a lot harder to live unless you have these jabs. That's what I mean. So it could come into play for all sorts of jobs that it didn't before, and travel, and just doing day-to-day things. Your life is going to be a lot tougher if you don't have this. And as we move into more technology state of things and smart cities and grids and everything like this, and as I said, Tony, in China, where you go into places and the cameras are reading your temperature, they're going to know all about you. These AI systems are going to know all about you, and it's going to come up on the system that you haven't been. And so they're going to publicly isolate you because you're not one of them. See, they're going to put you on the outside of the system because you're not like they are, and you haven't had their shot. So it's really incredible, Tony, what's going on. And there's new information coming out today or the other day in New South Wales, where I am not kidding, Tony Sayers. This is unbelievable. They've got confronting new vice for people to help stop the spread of this fakery, and they actually want residents in New South Wales to pretend that they have it in order to help stopping it to spread. I'm not kidding. I'll send you the article. They want you to act as though you have this in order to help to stop it spread. So I said, do I have to quarantine myself if I'm pretending to have a fake illness? And so they actually want people to pretend they have it even though they don't. So that's what they're doing. They're making people, as you said, Tony, so paranoid. And there's been fights in the supermarkets. There's been fights on buses and trains. There was one on the news. A woman just simply coughed in her hand and the guy went bananas at her. They're creating this system around where nobody trusts each other, and they're starting to turn on each other. So we're doing it for them, you know?
Yeah, I one of my friends, she was in the supermarket and she coughed. She coughed into her hand. She said she got absolute daggers from people.
Yeah.
And it's mental. I mean, you know, like on some level, you've got to laugh at this, because if you don't, you will go down into a spiral of depression. I mean, you know, the fact that they want people to actually pretend that they're ill. I mean, I have not heard that one, but you know, that I sometimes wonder. I said this the other day, whether or not we're some kind of comedy show for another race of aliens somewhere in a you know, parallel reality.
Yeah, I said we're vast. Where I feel like I was saying to friends on social media, I feel like we're all inside an old tube, you know, like in an old analog TV set in an old episode of the Twilight Zone, and we're trying to get out of it. You know, it feels like the Twilight Zone. You know, and I feel like am I gonna wake up tomorrow morning and go, I had the most weirdest dream that they were locking down the planet. And
do you know what, though? I think I was saying this to a friend this morning. I think, like, in a way, like, the way people are, the way people have been for quite a number of years now, stuck in ego, me, 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 I don't care about anything else other than myself, I don't care about truth. I only care about the game. I only care about the soap. You know, I think there's some kind of universal, you know, whether it's karma or something like that. Because for so long now, we've not cared about things that matter. And there's only so long you can go on ignoring that before you're going to get your lesson. You know what I mean? It's like you see this in your own lives, you know, where perhaps, you know, you keep attracting a certain person into your life because you've got some kind of abandonment issue that you keep ignoring. And it keeps happening over and over. And maybe there's something that, you know, we need to learn as a species. And when you look at how mental people have gone, how, you know, everyone's like tried to buy up as much toilet roll, and then you've got the shops that, I mean, there's shops in the UK, so they put toilet roll for a pack of four up to £10. I mean, you know, are we getting what we deserve on some level? This is what I've been thinking about recently. Is this perhaps needed? Because we are so, you know, goddamn selfish, really, not everyone, but as a collective, that this is happening on some kind of natural law, spiritual aspect, and we need to maybe on a very higher level, that this is trying to teach us that we need to pull together, come together, think about each other, and appreciate the things that we've had that are now being taken away, essentially. So I do wonder what this is all about, whether or not it's just a game, whether or not there is, you know, is it more than just a few psychopaths trying to lock us down, and or whether or not there's a deeper lesson in all of this. And I think even if there isn't from that point of view, I think it's important that we do look at, hang on a minute, look at what we've become. We've become a species that hoards up toilet roll, that will punch each other over, you know, a can of tuna or whatever's been going on, and, you know, reevaluate when everyone's stuck in their homes. You know, maybe we need to reevaluate where we are as a species and reevaluate what we've been giving our attention to and what we've been ignoring for so long, because we're probably going to have a lot of time to self-reflect. And, you know, I just wonder, you know what I mean?
It is, yeah. You wonder if we're creating all of this. You know, it all seems to be about consent as well. You know, we've always consented here to everything. I am seeing it. I'm in a quieter area of Sydney, but there's some pretty terrible things happening. A lot of violence, actually, that you wouldn't expect. I have a very different view of humanity in a way after this, because, you know, it is a testing situation. It's trying. It is, Tony. It's hard.
Yeah,
but you know, in Australia, it's not that bad yet. I mean, you know, the schools are open, as I said. The transport's still going. You know, if you're not going to fly and you're just going about your normal life, they're not stopping you doing that like they are in other countries. You can still do what you want. You know, I mean, it's funny. It was very hot here yesterday on the coast, in the mid 30s, and a lot of people and parents are working from home now. They're not in their offices, so they've been sent home. A lot of people losing jobs and whatever, but a lot of people are working from home. And you go down the beach, and there was hundreds of them, Tony, sitting on top of each other. You know, and you couldn't get a car park. You know, and I'm just thinking, this is ridiculous. I mean, they're not going to be in the office working, but they're all down the beach on top of each other. It doesn't make sense. And you know, I went out yesterday to get some things for the first time in nearly 2 weeks, and I've got a child as well, and I've got enough stored. You know, I store stuff, I always do that, and I've got lots of things, but I just needed some basics. And it was very It was just very strange. There's these big malls around here, Tony, and they were kind of empty at the moment because everything's gone. And it was weird to walk through these big supermarkets and see people with masks and just entire shelves gone. You can't get toilet paper here anymore. The only thing that I've been able to get is serviettes, like paper serviettes, and they're gone as well, pretty much. I grabbed a few hundred of those, but there's people on eBay selling $3.50 rolls of toilet paper for $500. Yeah. And more. They go up to over 1,000. So what they did is they went and they went through all the supermarkets early and they took just God knows how many pallets of toilet paper and they put them all in their sheds to the roof. So it was just spilling out of their houses and then they started selling them as well. But there is a national shortage. I guess they're waiting, but I was listening to, I mean, people are panicking, Tony. I saw people running. They were dropping stuff on the road. They were fumbling about. They have this panic look in their faces. They're kind of pushing over people. They're not thinking about others. They're thinking about themselves, and they're hoarding everything that they can get, from a can of tuna to boxes of toilet paper to just whatever they can get their hands on. Now they're hoarding and taking home. And the Food Authority in Australia just recently said a couple of days ago on the radio that Australia's producing 3 to 4 times more food than what we need. So there's no need to panic. There's plenty of food in this country for everybody. The lights are still on. That's the thing. We've got our power on. People still have their entertainment through their TVs and they're able to be at home and be fairly comfortable. The fridge is on. There's no need to panic. Just go to the shops when you need to and just quietly get what you want. But no, Tony, they've decided that they're going to panic anyway and just act like mongrels, some of them, and step over everybody's heads to get what they want and act in this crazed kind of weird manner where this situation has already so quickly pulled out of people, not everybody, but some people, this primitive, selfish state of affairs where they're acting out this thing in these supermarkets and making an utter fool of themselves over nothing. And I've just been calmly going out when I need to here and there, going in between the walls, in between the lines, Tony, just quietly getting little bits that I need and going home, I'm fine. Everything's okay so far. But as I said, I've even spoke to a neighbor yesterday, and he is a 65-year-old man who is petrified. And I couldn't break him down. It's like you said, Tony, if you meet someone in a shop and they kind of like, this is weird, I don't like this, I don't trust this, I'm not sure, that's okay. You can have a conversation with, you can spark it at least. But some of these people I've seen, they are just petrified only and solely 100% about this fear that they're going to get it. It's going to get them. And they're so worried. And that's what worries me, because that makes people act out when they're in that fear state. They're not in a calm manner. And, I couldn't break through to some of them, so I just let it go. It's not my business. But that's kind of what you're seeing. And it's a bit hard, Tony, you know. If you want toiletries, if you're married and your wife wants some things, or you want hand sanitizers and cleaning things, all the shelves are empty because they just haven't been able to restock at the moment. It's coming, but every time they try to restock, people go in there in mobs and they panic and they keep buying more than what they need. And it's a strange situation, I'm sure, as you've seen, Tony. It's very, very strange. And the government are trying to, and through the media, the government are trying to act like they're being calm, and we just want the social distancing and we want you to do this, but they're causing panic and they know they are. So we're on at that point now in Australia where I personally don't know how far this is going to go, and I don't know where they're going to take it, Tony. I know that the fear itself is fake. I don't buy any of it. It's kind of the only thing this reminds me a bit of is AIDS. That's what it reminds me of. I remember those old Grim Reaper ads on the TV in the 80s growing up. They had the Grim Reaper bowling the families and the children down. They were saying that, you know, more people are going to get AIDS than World War II, that died in World War II, and pretty much everyone in Australia is going to get it, and you're going to get it, and freaked everybody out, and nobody got it because it didn't exist. And they're doing that with this now. They're telling us now, unbelievable, these health departments are telling us that 150,000 Australians are going to die. That's what they're saying, Tony. I'll send you the links. That's what they're saying through the Australian media and through the Australian medical people, that 150,000 people are going to die in this country, and there's barely been five or six deaths. And they're all elderly people in nursing homes around different parts of the country that just died, you know. And it's really disgusting. And I think that... as I've said, if you turn this media off and you don't read into it and you don't read their papers here now at this point in time, you wouldn't even know what's going on. It's all through the media, and everybody's saying that, Tony. Everybody's turning on their TV and it's just bang in your face 24/7. And all the information's coming from the same source, just like it is on Facebook and social media. And if you go outside that source and you start talking about something different, then you're not a good person and you have to be hammered back into line and read this. But a lot of people I'm speaking to are sick of it, and they're just not watching it anymore, and they're not buying into it, which is good, because they're tired of it and they're just spreading fear. And they're fear mongers. That's what they are. And they're tricksters. And they're tricking everybody. And now they're tricking people into attacking each other. It's all like this game, Tony, so we have to rise above that. And it's also a critically important time for us to connect and reconnect and be around people and those who are like us and who are connecting with us, and continue our networks and band together and come up with something here and work together. I think that that's important, because as I said, there's some empty vessels floating around out there that believe in the fear, and you will not change them. They're not going to change, and if you try to, they'll probably jump on you, Tony. So let them go, and just, you know, try to help those who maybe want to be helped, and, you know, try and spark that conversation and give out some website links and try and talk to people and see if we can come up with a solution here. I don't know what you're seeing, Tony. I don't know if you have any inkling on where this is going, or what our next move should be, other than just stay calm and, you know, stay positive, and move forward in that way, Tony, because there's a lot of elements here that we probably can't even fit in on this podcast today that we can continue later. There's a lot of things that come into play here that I'm seeing as well, around what's happening, Tony. For example, 5G technology, the 5G towers, there's one just gone up right near me the other day. It wasn't there before. And I drove my car around here, just around a few corners, and there they are. The workers are up there. They have put a big 5G system up there, the tower, right over our heads now. There's two in this area. And a friend told me that they are working around the clock, pushing as hard as they can to get these 5G towers in, and they're already pushing it on the TV shows and everything to get everybody hooked up to this technology, which we do not need and is a big worry. So we've got that whole aspect as well, that the 5G technology, this new technology, is giving people flu symptoms and making them sick, which it will. I've got lots of stuff here on that, so that, you know, and people are talking about 5G as well and this new technology going in. So there's a lot of things that we need to keep covering, and we will do that. But you know, I don't know where you're standing at this moment and what your followers are saying, Tony. You're similar to me. It's not too bad where you are. How are you staying calm, and what are you seeing? What are you going to do personally if it starts to get worse where you are? What are your plans?
So yeah, right here in Mexico at the moment, the actual Mexicans are calm as anything. They're really just getting on with everyday life.
Pretty tough people, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they've had to deal with the cartels for years, so the sniffles is not really going to affect them too much. But the actual Mexican government, we've had one death in Mexico. They're saying that they've not reported it properly, but the Mexican president has actually taken the polar opposite stance than all the other world leaders. He went out publicly the other day and he was kissing and hugging people, and he was saying that, you know, we're not gonna, you know, we don't have to do all of this at this stage. And I was quite surprised, really, because the only reason I could put that down to is because the cartels run the country here, and there's a lot of tourism and drug money that comes into this whole area. So I don't propose that they would be too happy if there was a lockdown. So whether or not one of the cartels have had a little whisper in his ear. But at the moment, that suits me fine because I can still go to the beach. I can still go out to restaurants and stuff like that, and if I want to. So, but the actual expats, really, they're the ones that are panicking. And, you know, I've spoken to a couple of them face to face. You can see the fear and the panic in their eyes. So really they're more of the issue. They're the ones that are obviously watching the mainstream all the time. So, I mean, what I'm doing is I'm, again, coining that term, prepared over panic. So, you know, I have got enough that's, you know, going to hopefully see me if there was a lockdown. I've also been looking at finances in terms of, you know, what could happen there. The market is extremely volatile now, but I've been looking at that for a number of years. You know, I've seen this come in, so I've been looking at cryptos and some precious metals and kind of hedging my bets. So I've been doing that over the last few years, really. So that's something else that maybe people might want to look at. Cash in banks, you're probably better off having it under your bed, because if the banks go, then, you know, who knows whether or not you're going to be able to get the money out, or if it's going to be worth anything. I mean, these are all, like, hopefully it won't come to any of this, but, you know, again, it's being prepared. And you'd be a fool if you knew this agenda and you didn't prepare for, you know, for things. So, that's another thing that I've done, in terms of, my mindset. I had a wobble on Monday morning. I said on my live the other day, I thought, well, what's the point? I might as well just go but you start drinking alcohol again. And, you know, if this is the apocalypse, go out with a good time. But then, you know, I quickly pulled myself back together again and thought, no, this is a time when need to be mentally stronger than ever before, emotionally stronger. I'm going to use this time to, you know, tweak my own progress in terms of physical, mental, and spiritual. So more inner work on myself, you know, healing those blind spots, physically working on things that, you know, I can always get fitter and things like that. And just having an all-round positive mindset, because, you know, they want us to feel defeated. This is the other reason that defiance has kicked in with me, because I know for a fact that they want people, especially people like us, mate. They want us, you know, down in the gutter. What's the point? You know, look at what they're bringing in, blah, blah, blah. I've been talking about this for years. No one listens, blah, blah, blah. And it's quite easy at this stage to spiral down into that kind of mindset and, you know, and from there, you know, perhaps depression and stuff like that. So now more than ever, we've got to, you know, we've really got to be strong, be there for each other. I'm doing more lives. I think I've done two or three this week to support, you know, my, you know, little community. And, you know, just people can email me, being there, like Skyping. I've had people that have just randomly Skyped, and, you know, just trying to be there for each other. Like you say, if we can't be there physically, just being, I mean, even just talking to you here now, it's like, it's feeding my soul, you know. It's we need to keep doing that, keep connecting with like-minded people, support each other, and get our heads together and figure this out. You know, we need to not ignore what's going on. You know, we have to look at things as they are, not what we want them to be. There's this whole thing about Q and, you know, Trump saving the world, which I completely don't buy. I hope I'm wrong about that, but I think that's a big psyop. But that's another topic. So, yeah, it's just really, you know, looking at this as a game. What do you do in a computer game? Well, you level up. You level up to get to the next level. When the levels get harder, as they do in computer games, you have to level up and you become more refined. And, you know, if we end up being locked down for a few weeks or months, then it's using that time wisely. We can all sit there and play computer games and stuff like that, but you know, work on your psychic abilities. We all have psychic abilities, remote viewing. We all have abilities in which we can do that. You know, there's some great work out there from many researchers where, you know, perhaps we can use this time, because we're so used to being at work all the time, where we can use this to uncover some of our potential, you know, practice telepathy with someone, or, you know, who knows? It's just, we can always use their weapons against them. We've used the internet against them for years now. I think they hate social media. I think that really has blown up in their face. You know, the same with the digital currency, if and when it comes in, or when it comes in. There's a lot of decentralized coins and things like that. They're independent coins, privacy coins that can, you know, has potential to also work against them. And, you know, if we go into lockdown, we need to use this time to better ourselves, become stronger, and again, use that against them. And so, yeah, there's plenty of solutions out there. And obviously being positive, staying positive is the main one, without being all new agey and just ignoring things that need to be spoken about. So that's what I'm trying to do anyway.
It's a tough call, Tony, but yeah, you're right. We do all that and move forward and stay positive. I will say, just to before we go, we're on the hour, just to your listeners, if anyone used to follow a great guy, Arno Pienaar, that's ARNOPIENAR. Arno's incredible researcher over there in Africa. He had a lot of years off, was censored a lot, but he's back. He's got a new video up, Metaphysics of the Singularity of Consciousness. But Arno does a lot of deep work like you do, Tony. So a really great guy, giving some great information. You can find him. He's got a new YouTube channel as well. So yeah, he's doing some great stuff. And yeah, it's funny looking at the Queen's message just the other day, Tony, as well. She's saying here exactly in her message, the Queen of England, she's saying that we're all being advised to change our normal routines and regular patterns of life for the greater good. Very interesting comment that she made there. It's like we've done some podcasts on this. We're talking about unrest as well, Tony, which is a big one. You know, those Hong Kong protests, and this may be connected in China as well. And the Chile protests were incredible, Tony, as well. I mean, 1 million people on the streets of Santiago, Chile, wanting change. These French protests that have just not stopped over there. And all around the world, there's this kind of unrest, because people are unhappy and not comfortable with this system, and they don't know how to react or feel to it, so they're kind of going out on the streets in a lot of ways. But there is this happening all over the world where people are waking up, if we could use that term, and it has been happening, absolutely. And I wonder, is this kind of way to just bring everybody back in and maintain order and control? And then I kind of think, well, you know, they can do that anytime. I mean, they can bring in technology and 5G, they can bring in jab laws, they can bring in all sorts of new legislations, like they always do incrementally anyway. But why this big show? It kind of doesn't make sense, this big show they're putting on. It seems like something else bigger is going on underneath this, all of this, other than just getting back a grip on control and maintaining order. Whether they, as I said, they take away this and then we're all left with these new laws and restrictions and legislations, and we lose more rights and civil liberties and freedoms and health freedoms or whatever. I mean, and that's in its place. That could happen, but I don't know why they would have to go to this and stop the planet. I mean, it's really incredible to see, just, you know, the airline industry as well, Tony, like Qantas, Australia's biggest airline, just grounded, you know, all the fleets grounding. It's amazing to see the world just sort of slow and almost be stopped through this one event. And that's the part that's baffling me, that I'm trying to work out. You know, I mean, as you said, they could do something to the economies. They could bring in this new new form of currencies or cashless societies and things like that and rearrange everything and stuff. But still, the big show is baffling me as to why this is going on. There's something else here that's eating away at me that I'm trying to work out, and I'll try to do so, and we'll just keep connecting and with you and others and continuing to break it all down. I think, you know, from what I've seen, Tony, most Australian families are pretty happy. They're not sick. There's nothing wrong with them. I haven't met one person who's sick. I've only met a couple of people that have a little bit of a rundown immune systems because they work in offices, Tony, all day under lights and on computer screens, and they're surrounded with EMF. And when you're surrounded in an office all day with EMF and you're not getting enough fresh air and vitamin D in the sunlight and all of this and not enough fresh food and stuff, you get flu-like symptoms, just like you do in winter when you lock yourself inside and you've got the gas stove going and the aircon on and the TV on and the devices and the iPads and you don't have enough air circulation coming through. You get flu-like symptoms. That's what happens. And they're a bit run down. So, you know, a lot of them that I've spoken to, they didn't have this at all. No, I don't know anyone, and I have not heard of anybody who has it. I don't even know anyone who knows another person who has tested positive for this thing. And so I'm not buying it at all. But a lot of these people, Tony, and families, they're all positive. They're actually spending time with their kids. They're going to the beach. They're being at home. They're getting things done. They're patching up the house. They're having a drink in the backyard, and they're pretty happy about it, and they're getting paid. They're not threatening anybody. They're not going out and doing silly things. This is most of the people. They're not going out and or anything like that. They're just staying around home. They're staying locally. They're not traveling. They're not using their cars a lot. They're just getting what they need, and they're remaining calm. And I think something's eating at them too. They're sort of thinking, this is weird. It's not right. So at the end of the day, Tony, I can't put my finger, and I'm sure you can't put your finger on exactly, we can't identify what is really going on here underneath all of this. Time will tell. But we just keep researching and stay positive and stay happy. And as you said, Tony, another important thing is we could do a whole show on this, and I'd love to get your opinion on this. I haven't done it yet. In fact, I might do this on the next show, talk about food, because I've done this a bit. How do we keep our bodies healthy, and what's a good way to keep ourselves healthy on a budget if there's not much food around? What kind of things can we eat, and how does our mental state play into this in staying healthy? If you don't have much access, what should you get around the markets and shops now? What kind of things should you take, vitamins or whatever, to maintain a good health and not have too much? And I think that's what you mentioned before, Tony. We're living way beyond our means, and I think that this could be a wake-up call for people, you know. They're saying on they're pushing this 5G technology, Tony, and they're basically saying that you can watch five or six or seven things at the one time. How stupid. I don't want to sit on a train going to work watching, you know, five movies and Netflix and have YouTube up and chat on Facebook at the same time. This is way too much. And, you know, we saw on the TV the other night, there was this family in lockdown, about five of them sitting on the sofa watching TV, and they all had devices. And I think this is just too much. We're buying too much. We're eating things we don't need to. We're using too much technology. We're watching too much TV, too much entertainment. I think that we need to use this time, as you said, to self-center a little bit more and wind things back. And I think what I'm trying to do, Tony, is live within my means more. I don't have any more debt. I got rid of all that pretty much. I'm trying not to use any credit cards, as you said, and not get hooked back up into the system, and just trying to keep things very simple. And, I've just bought simple things now, simple foods that if anything happens, I can quickly cook up and it will nourish us. And water filters and just things like that you need. I'm just trying to keep very, very simple. And I think maybe you're right there, Tony. Maybe we should use this time to center a little bit more and go back a bit, wind things back and just take a breath. And it's too much, Tony, the amount of things people buy around these places and their smart homes and the cars they get. $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $120,000 cars on debt, you know, and these massive, you know, some people spend $7,000 to $10,000 on big smart TVs, Tony, and hooking their houses up, and they're buying all these massive gadgets and things I just don't feel like we need anymore. I think we need to start doing that. What do you think, Tony? You think you know, we're just some in some wealthy countries, people are just buying and consuming too much, and consuming too much technology. Would this be a good chance to work that out in your head and work out what we really need to be doing and what's really important?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, here in Mexico, and I've lived in other like third world countries, although Mexico is not really third world anymore, or parts of it definitely are. But, you know, Cambodia, I mean, for God's sake, like that country is, I mean, the poverty there, it was heartbreaking when I was there. I'm fortunate enough that I've been to these places. And, you know, for me, like, because I've seen so much, so many people live on like literally nothing, it doesn't, you know, all right, I don't want to, but I'm quite prepared to, you know, level up. And, you know, if things, you know, we have to tone things down. I think certainly in the West, as you say, people are, you know, the things that they've bought, I mean, you know, your 80 grand car is going to be worth nothing. Like if the market crashes, and all these people constantly trying to like sell you or you know, all this stuff all the time. It's just, there is a wake up call that needs to happen. And the more I'm looking at this is the more I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe we're getting what we deserve here. And, you know, people need this in some way to really come out of this self-centeredness and materialistic mindset that's kind of like a cancer, really, over the last, especially the last few decades, and with capitalism and, you know, hoarding and, you know, so like I said earlier, I think on a higher level, maybe this is all a lesson, but it's just unfortunate, really, for those of us that don't buy into all of that, that you know, we might get dragged along for the ride. That's the sad thing. But actually, I just want to say as well, like, you know, we talk about humanity and, you know, the disappointment in how people are and, you know, the stupidity and ignorance over a lot. But what I would say is that in this community, in the alternative community, you know, I've got to say I'm so proud to be part of it. I'm so proud to stand alongside people like yourself and others that, you know, they really do care. They've got a wealth of knowledge. I mean, every time I speak to you, mate, I learn something every time. And this is, I think, the alternative. And it's not coming from an ego point of view, but I'm just saying that this is what humans can be like, you know. And all right, there's still a bit of infighting going on, stuff like that, but I'm seeing it now more than ever with all this going, like people coming together in this community, and this gives me hope. And I think it's a good place to finish it there, that, you know, I think we can be the light within the darkness, and we can shine the light where others need to go to. And it's a very challenging task that we have, but I think we're equipped to do it and deal with it. And we just need to stay strong, resist, be defiant, speak to people, speak your truth. And the more we all do that, you know, the less chance that this system's going to get what it wants. So the game's not over yet, guys. And, you know, we can do it.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely, Tony. And well said. And yeah, always. I think so. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, amazing, isn't it? Through technology, the kind of conversation that I'm having with you now, I could not throw a rock out in the street and hit anyone that I could have that same conversation with. So it's amazing, these bonds and relationships we form online as well, which makes it very real, believe me.
Well, it absolutely is,
isn't it? You know, people think, oh no, that's not a relationship. It is, because you're centering all this around information, and you're connecting in that way in online. It's amazing too, because there's not a lot of people now in my life that I can chat like this to. And that's why I do this and why I enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, Yeah, and exactly, it's using their things against them. You know, we've used technology against them, we've used the internet against them. I mean, God knows where we'd be in terms of numbers of awakened without the internet, right? I mean, I wouldn't be awake. I wouldn't have stumbled across people like David Icke and you know, the others out there. So, you know, we have to always remember that, you know, they're not, they want us to think that they're this machine that is absolutely undefeatable. Well, you know, I think the basis of it is they're much more scared of us all waking up. And we need to have that in the forefront of our minds in these times.
That's it, Tony. Yeah, we will do, and we'll continue to break everything down with you. You're back there, so that's good. We can continue each month or whenever you would like to, and stay in contact and have our roundup for the hour. Anything you want to mention before we plug out?
No, I think we've covered, we certainly haven't covered, we could talk for hours about all of this, but no, I just, you know, just thank you for, you know, providing this platform. I'd appeal to people that are listening to go to your website, support your work. You know, we don't do this for anything. We have to make a livelihood. So any way you can support either myself or Adam, you know, newsletters, we've got newsletter, or I've got newsletter. I don't know whether you have, but yeah, just help us to help you. And, you know, the circle of love goes round, so to speak. But yeah, no, I'm all done, mate. I've got everything off my chest that I need to. So, yeah.
All right, great. Thanks for plugging in, Tony, and go out and enjoy yourself and get some beautiful sunshine. That's what we need so much, and get some fresh air and change your mind, Tony. What do you reckon? Change your mind and look after yourself and your body and everything, and you will be flu free. you'll be flu free. Trust me. Anyway, Tony, we move forward. We're getting censored a lot, but we just keep going through and keep using that technology against them. Yeah, using it in a good, positive way. That's what I'm doing here. I don't go on social media to chat about myself and what I'm doing now and what I'm doing here and putting up pictures of myself. I go on there to use it for my media outlet and to get as much information out as I can. That's why I use it. When I sit down at night and I'm on YouTube and I'm doing this, this is what I'm doing now. I'm not on there for social stuff. I do that in my real life, outside, in the real world, you know. I do this now to do this work. And it's that's why I feel it's so important. And it's part of my life now, so as it is yours. Your website, Tony, as well, is transcendingtimes.org. That's right, isn't it? .org, and that's your great website. And you're on YouTube under Tony Sayers. Yeah, folks, if you like going on YouTube and searching their Tony Sayers channel on YouTube, is huge. And Tony's followers are some of the best. You got some great followers, Tony. Always support you on every video that you do. I always get them linked to me. They notify me when your videos go up and I watch them and I share them as well. And there's just every single comment is always just these great comments and people following and really into what you're doing. You really have established a great following over these years, which is an incredible achievement, man. You know, what you've done there. So, and it's just building for you. So really good. Your content is better now and you've made it look better. So you're let's hope we can keep you up there as well. we'll just keep our headings right. I think with today's show, I'll watch my heading. I find that helps as well, my wording and stuff like that. So we can try and get it out to as many people as we can. I know you do that as well, but it's a great YouTube channel. So congrats on that, man. You've done a great job there.
I wish I didn't have it. I wish I didn't need to have it.
I know. You think about how much time you could be enjoying your life, right? You know, I've got a little one myself, and I'm in front of a computer and. Yeah, I know all the great things that are happening, and we don't have to worry about all of this.
a diving channel or something like that, or I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Learning how to dive and learning how to do all these things that I want to do in my life that I haven't been able to. I want to climb mountains, Tony. I want to get out there and do things which I try to do anyway, but we have to worry about all this as well and break it down, and it's tiring on us. That's why we need people's support in real independent media, but that's okay. I feel like it's our challenge, and I feel like we have to do it, Tony. I'm here for a reason, and you're here for a reason. I'm talking to you right now because it's meant to be, and I'm on the right path. I can feel it, and some of the things we talk about is not good, and it's negative, and it gets you down, but we have to always try to find a better way to push through and be positive and stay positive. It's just information. And we as human beings in our minds, we need to break it down and, try and make it as positive as we can in order to keep going. And that's what you always do, Tony. So it's you do that really well. I never feel fearful when I hear your shows at all. You have lightness about you and you put a good spin on everything and you go through some heavy stuff, man. As we do here, but I never feel bogged down or negative or anything. I feel good after I watch your talks as well, Tony. And you've done that here with me today, so great work. And always good to speak with you. And are you still on Messenger and social media, or they canned you there, Tony? Is that,
I'm on a 30-day Facebook ban.
Again, you're on Skype anyway. I usually message you there, so
yeah. We're just connected, but maybe we can do one of these every couple of weeks while things are really intense. If you've
sure.
got time,
sure, absolutely. I'm here, and that's fine. Yeah, in a couple of weeks we can connect again and see what's happening then. That's the best we can do. We can't look into the future now. We can just cover now, and then in a couple of weeks or whatever we connect, and I have more, you have more, you've heard more, and then we just keep going over it till we work our way through this.
Perfect. Lovely. All right. Thanks, Adam. Thanks so
much.
Thanks
for your time. Take care.
Bye.